I assist Joe Baker with the linebackers, and obviously I work directly with Coach Bates on a minute-by-minute basis as far as with things he needs to prepare prepare the team to get ready, game planning, et cetera. So from that standpoint, it's a great learning experience for me and prepping me for, you know, a future ahead. And obviously his record and resume speaks for itself. So.
Now, I mean, what kind of coach will the players be getting in Shin Bates? What I see is that this is a guy who seems to inspire some extreme loyalty in his players, given what you've seen for Green Bay. Guys were politicking for him to get the head coaching job. And
sure.
It happened in Miami 2 months ago.
Absolutely. And you know, it's a very genuine, he has a very genuine, when I say personality, it comes off. I mean, he's going to be the exact same way every single day. And even before I met Jim and doing my research before I took the job in Green Bay, people were telling me, man, I mean, you will not work for a better guy in Jim Bates. And, once you hear that over and over and over, you say, okay, now this guy can't possibly, you know, meet these expectations. But true enough, as a man of his word, a character guy, and a man of integrity and loyalty, you know, which you have to respect.
He's also a well-connected guy in the coaching profession, which could help you long-term, obviously, hopefully.
Well, you know, that type of deal, you know, if you bust your tail and do a good job, that type of stuff take care of itself. So, yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, the short-term goals here help the Broncos win. For you personally, what are your long-term goals in this profession? Where do you want to go in the next 10 years?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I tell you what, I've learned in this profession. I've been blessed to be where I am. I mean, this is my second NFL team, and I just turned 30. So from that aspect of it, I know some coaches that have been coaching 35 years that haven't been blessed with the opportunity that I have. I try to take it every single day at a time and do the very best that I can do and let the chips fall where they may. I have me being an Air Force Academy grad and my education and that type of deal, you know, there are certainly other options that I have other than coaching. But the fact that I've been able to choose this profession and advance the way I have, I'm just ecstatic about where I am today.
Now, how much coming here, there's a very strong academy connection with guys like Ted, Jim Goodman, who's an assistant.
Yeah, you know,
how does that help a football team with guys with you having that connection?
Well, I certainly don't think it'll hurt. I don't know how an impact it makes on guys day to day, but certainly when you talk about class gentlemen like Ted Sundquist, I mean, you know, his work ethic, his tenacity, you know, his core values, what he's all about, speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. What are you most looking forward to about this year? Which players are you most looking forward to working with?
Well, all of them, really. I'm just so excited about the possibilities. The fact that we're able to come in here with a team that I feel like, you know, has a shot to compete for the whole deal. And that's why we're in this profession. You know, as people know, I mean, when it comes down to it, there's one team that's happy. There's one team that's happy every year. So we've got to be that team. So I'm just excited, man.